When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class. Following are Article 4 of the Code of Umoja and some explanatory notes. Pay close attention to them and make notes if you think certain changes would improve the document. Article 4, the Legislative Power. Section 1, People-Centered Council of the Republic of New Africa. A. The People-Centered Council of the Republic of New Africa shall be the highest legislative body of the Republic of New Africa, and as such, the People-Centered Council shall legislate law by a simple majority vote of its voting members present, provided that at least a quorum is present. All such legislation shall be binding on the entire nation. B. One-third of the certified voting membership of the People-Centered Council shall constitute a quorum. Section 2. Membership of the People-Centered Council. A. Voting membership of the People-Centered Council shall consist of 1. An elected representative from each electoral district that the People-Centered Council shall establish. 2. The vice presidents. And 3. The president, who shall only vote in case of a tie. B. National ministers shall be non-voting members of the People's City Council, except that any minister who is duly elected as a representative to the People's Center Council shall be a voting member. All citizens of the Republic of New Africa may all participate in the People's Center Council as non-voting members, except when voting members of the People's Center Council determine that security reasons demand otherwise. This section shall allow all citizens to participate on all committees. C. Any alternate to the People's Center Council from an electoral district shall be elected in the same manner as the elected representative. D. All representatives to the People's Center Council shall be citizens of the Republic of New Africa. Section 3. Electoral Districts. The boundaries of each electoral district shall be established by the People's Center Council. The People's Center Council shall provide the requirements for comprising an electoral district. All such provisions shall guarantee all New African citizens maximum access to the voting process. B. Any group of New African citizens in North America desiring recognition of a designated area as an electoral district may make known their desire by submitting a written application to the Regional Council. The Regional Council shall then submit such petitions to the People's Center Council, which shall review all such petitions and establish any area as an electoral district, which is in compliance with the criteria provided for constituting such districts. Section 4. Term of office, voting requirements, time of election. A. Each district representative to the People's Center Council of the Republic of New Africa shall be elected by receiving a plurality of votes cast by citizens in his or her district who vote in the election for People's Center Council representative. In any election for a district representative in which a deadlock occurs due to a tie between the candidates receiving the highest number of votes, the People's District Council or the People's Center Council, if no district council exists in that district, shall determine which one of these candidates shall serve in the position affected by the tie. B. The record of term of each representative to the People's City Council will be 3 years, commencing 30 days after the election of that representative. The election for People's Center Council representatives shall occur in September of 1975 and every 3 years thereafter in the month of September or October. C. Voting eligibility and method of election for representatives to the People's Center Council shall be as provided by the People's Center Council. Section 5. People's Center Council Sessions. The People's Center Council shall convene once a year in October or November at a regular session on a date and in a place to be fixed in advance by the People's Center Council. Section 6. Special Sessions of the People's Center Council. Special sessions of the People's Center Council may be convened by the chairperson on his own initiative or by one-fourth of the certified voting representatives to the People's Center Council. Special sessions shall be at the time and place designated by that one-fourth. However, no special sessions shall be considered duly convened under the Code of Umoja if fair notice of the session is not given to People's Center Council members at a reasonable time prior to its occurrence. Section 7, Chairperson and Vice Chairperson of the People's Center Council. At its first session and every 3 years thereafter, the People's Center Council shall elect from its voting membership a chairperson who shall serve for a term of 3 years. Likewise, at its first session and every 3 years thereafter, the People's Center Council shall elect from its voting membership to serve for a 3-year term a number of vice chairpersons and shall establish these vice chairpersons in order of succession to the chair. If the office of chairperson shall become vacant, the highest available vice chairperson in the line of succession shall replace the chairperson for the remainder of the period of vacancy. B. The term of the chairperson and the vice chairpersons of the People's Center Council shall begin on the day of their election as chairperson and vice chairperson, respectively. In all cases, the term of the chairperson and the vice chairpersons of the People's Center Council shall continue until their successors are elected. C. The duties of the chairperson of the People's Center Council shall be as follows. 1. To preside at People's Center Council sessions. 2. To manage the affairs of the People's Center Council between the People's Center Council sessions. 3. To ensure that all People's Center Council records are properly maintained, that People's Center Council correspondence is properly conducted, and that the People's Center Council's decisions are properly communicated to the officers and citizens of the nation. Section 8. Rules of Operation and Powers of Removal. A. The People's Center Council shall enact rules for its operation. B. 1. By a 2/3 majority vote of its total voting membership in a special session called for that purpose, the People's Center Council may remove for cause or request the resignations of the President, Vice President, or any other member of the People's Center Council. Whenever such removal occurs, People's Center Council shall report the reasons for removal to the citizenry. B. 2. No person shall chair a session at which his removal is being considered. C. The People's Center Council may call special elections or provide for other procedures to fill vacant offices of elected national officers and all other elected members of the People's Center Council. However, any representative or officer removed from office may be duly elected or duly re-elected by new African citizens. D. Citizens of the Republic of New Africa shall have the right to recall any district judge or representative in their respective district, any regional vice president in their respective regions, the president of the nation, or any judge of the New African People's Court. The People's Center Council shall provide the procedures for the recall of elected officials. E. The People's Center Council may provide for such committees and offices, in addition to those enumerated in this code, as shall be appropriate for the efficient functioning of the People's Center Council. Explanatory notes. This section is further evidence of the high level of political thought and activity that Black people have been engaging themselves in. This is typical of all groups of people who are politically mature and responsible. The people who recognize the value of self-government and do what is necessary to carry out that function are not exceptional. Quite to the contrary, the exceptional ones are those who leave their government and their quality of life decisions in the hands of someone else. Please review the articles and sections above. It will be to your advantage to be familiar with them. Notice that there are voting and non-voting members, and that the extensive work of establishing districts has been recognized and worked on.